Corruption and ethics continue to dominate the headlines out of Albany. Last week, the verbal sparring over ethics reform spilled into public view. Early in the week, Governor Cuomo's appointees on a panel reviewing pay levels for the legislative and executive branches killed a proposal to hike salaries after the governor announced his opposition. The governor's stated opposition to a pay increase stemmed from the legislature's reluctance to approve a congressional-style limit on outside income for lawmakers. Later in the week, the governor announced another package of ethics reforms that he promised would end the unrelenting scandals that have plagued state government. In his statement, the governor said, quote, "I believe this public trust and integrity issue must be addressed directly and forthrightly. I don't believe in denial as a life strategy. I believe you must face your problems, no matter how unpleasant, and do your best to resolve them. It is a time for action, not words," unquote. Of course, no statement can explain every detail, and when it comes to ethics and government accountability, details matter. For example, the governor's proposal to cut off campaign contributions from those seeking government contracts is a welcome addition to the debate, but the details on how that will be accomplished really do matter. Would a ban on contributions from those who receive government contracts apply to corporate affiliates, to unions, to family members? Would the prohibition extend to all political committees, including local ones, not just those controlled by elected officials? We don't know the answers yet, but how the governor packages that proposal could go a long way toward whether it solves a real problem or just creates the illusion of a solution. Another example is the governor's proposal to create a new position within his office, a chief procurement officer. The chief procurement officer would, according to the governor's statement, quote, "be charged with reviewing all state contracts with an eye toward eliminating any wrongdoing, conflicts of interest, or collusion," unquote. Now, there's a good reason for better oversight of government contracts. The U.S. Attorney has alleged serious instances of corruption involving the award of large economic development contracts from state government. Yet, the state constitution already establishes someone to monitor the state's finances, the independently elected state controller. In recent years, however, the governor and the legislature have taken numerous actions to weaken the oversight provided by the comptroller. Instead, the governor and legislative leaders should be looking for ways to enhance the checks and balances and for ways to restore and strengthen the comptroller's powers to independently oversee government spending. The governor's ethics statement observed, quote, "that fear of real problems combined with mistrust about the government is the toxic combination that this nation faces." Sadly, New York is no exception. Our state has suffered a few long years of seemingly endless scandals at all levels. And that's when the governor said it's time for action, not words. Sadly, for too long, Albany has been all talk and very little action. The governor's statement was another in a series of public promises. New Yorkers can only hope that this time actions will follow words.